the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sometimes God has a sense of humor, and today, on the day when it's a holiday weekend and there's bad weather, and few people are here, and perhaps those who are here are feeling good about themselves because they made it here, we are hit with yet another lesson from Jesus against self-righteousness. So congratulations, you braved the weather, and you can hear about how you're not really any good, only God is good, as Jesus said to us today. But very seriously, on this passage and on this lesson, it's something that always hits me when I read this saying of Jesus. Jesus Himself, Jesus, the one that we have depicted here on your right-hand side, in every Orthodox church in the world for centuries, obviously Him as our prime example. And what does He say? Questions. Why do you call me good? Why do you call me good? There's only one good, and that is God. Powerful lesson for each and every one of us to take into consideration. And let me come back to that in a minute because we'll see why Jesus introduces His teaching that way. Because He goes on and He questions this man who we find out after He questions him was rich. And Jesus questions this man. And we can see from what Jesus is saying that there is more going on to the story than simply the way that we might think about someone who is rich, meaning that they have a lot of money. Because what Jesus is ultimately getting at is something that is deeper than just money. So if you're poor, you don't have much money, don't think that this passage doesn't apply to you. It does, potentially. It should really apply to all of us. And I'll get back to the whole thing about wealth and riches in a minute. But the deepest meaning of this passage, and scholars recognize this, that especially in Luke's Gospel, really throughout all the Gospels, but especially in Luke's Gospel, there's a play on wealth and poverty. And wealth means, again, not just monetary wealth, not that you have a lot of money, but wealth according to the law. Think about what I preached about several weeks ago when we talked about the rich man and Lazarus and how the Jews were wealthy because they have the law and the prophets. They have God's commandments. That's ultimately what Jesus is getting at today with this young man who comes and questions him. And we can see this by the fact that Jesus asks him simple questions. Basically what Jesus asks him, have you kept the commandments? He starts naming them off. Do you love the Lord with all of your heart? Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Have you honored your father and your mother? In other words, have you kept the commandments? And this man says that he has. And Jesus tells him that's not enough. Disciples think, how could this be possible? That's why they ask. How could this be possible? If someone has kept all of the commandments, how is that not enough? But Jesus teaches us again and again and again that if we wish to be perfect, if we wish to be like Him, we have to sell all that we have. Meaning that we have to sell off our righteousness. We have to sell off this idea that somehow we are going to make ourselves worthy of Him. And we have to come to the understanding and the acceptance that only God is good. And that is a relief for us. It should be freeing. It's not depressing if we are depressed by that. If we think that it hurts our self-esteem, our self-worth somehow. We don't understand it correctly. What it does is it frees us, not only from our own sin, but it frees us to love others who sin against us. others who are not perfect with us. And it reminds us that just as God loves us in our imperfection, He loves others in their imperfection, and so we ought also to love them just as He does. And so that is ultimately what Jesus is teaching today. And that is why he opens this passage by saying, "Why do you call me good? There's only one good, and that is God. He is our example." Showing that even me, his goodness extends from God. It's not in and of itself. It comes from the one alone who is the creator and maker of all, the source of all, and he alone is good. And of course, it extends as well, and Luke plays on this. Because what inevitably happens, and especially this was true in Jesus' time, but I believe it is as well today, so many people believe that if you were good, and if you were holy, then good things would happen to you. And so naturally, people who had wealth thought the reason they had wealth was because they had done something good. And God was rewarding them. You see the problem with that attitude. Is it contradicts everything that I just said. God alone is good, and that He is the source of all good things. And so it is even in our time. Sometimes we think that we have money, or that we're doing well materially in this life, because somehow God is rewarding us for our goodness. And on the contrary, we also think if we're going through difficult times, perhaps God is punishing us. We don't know. This could be. We should speak with people who are spiritual and can help us discern how we're doing. But just because bad things happen doesn't mean that you're doing wrong. Look again at Jesus, the example. Everything went wrong in his life to the point that he was sent to a miserable and humiliating death. And just because things are good in our life doesn't mean it's because we are holy. It means God has decided to reward us for whatever reason that we don't know, and He expects us to use it for the benefit of others. That is a constant and consistent teaching of the Holy Scriptures. So today, brothers and sisters, we are fortunate to have been able to brave the weather and to be here and to hear God's teaching, to remind us never to be self-righteous, to remind us that Jesus is our example. And if He, this one who is our model, this one who we always depict in our churches, if He says that He is not good, that only God is good, how much more ought we to really believe this deeply in our hearts? And as we do, we say in the Divine Liturgy here in a few minutes, let us say with all of our hearts, remembering Jesus' teaching, "When I proclaim to you that the holy things," meaning the Eucharist, communion, "the holy things are for the holy," meaning the people of God who are separated. That's what it means to be holy, that you are separated unto God. You respond with all of your heart. "One is holy. One is Lord. Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father." Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.